Victorian doctors, though, are warning suicides could increase unless something is done to alleviate the pressure on mental health services. The state heads to the polls on Saturday next week, and mental health is a key election issue, with the government promising a $13 million Royal Commission if it wins. But the Australian Medical Association of Victoria says unless the state government acts now, people will die. Jess Davis reports.
It's a crisis that's going to cost lives. They're the fears of the Victorian head of the Australian Medical Association, Professor Julian Raitt, who says mental health crisis teams are so overwhelmed, only about one in three people are getting the help they need.
We're concerned that these crisis assessment teams are more usually referred to by many GPs as cannot attend today or call again tomorrow because they're not really available in a crisis in any meaningful way anymore.
The Victorian Labor Party has promised a $13 million Royal Commission into mental health if it wins this month's election. But Professor Raitt says action is needed now.
We think that unless there are some measures taken in the interim before that inquiry reveals its results, there'll be some deaths. So we're very concerned that this is creating quite a significant risk for many patients who really require care. And unfortunately, there's an emerging resignation amongst many GPs and others that we have to accept that people can't get the care that they really deserve.
Victoria's AMA is calling for the winner of next week's state election to fund four new pilot psychiatry services to help fill a gap in public specialists, and is also demanding 477 new public mental health beds. Victoria's Minister for Mental Health, Martin Foley, praised the work of mental health services, but he wouldn't be drawn on the AMA's direct concerns.
Our CAT teams provide a wonderful set of efforts and services right across the state. They do a wonderful job under difficult and stressful circumstances. That's why we've invested in our most recent budget over $700 million to build dedicated mental health crisis hubs.
And Mr. Foley insists mental health is a spending priority and that the government is not waiting for a royal commission.
We've already made record investments to fix the mess that we inherited, and our plan is to continue to invest while we fundamentally rebuild and reorganise our mental health system.
And the AMA is not exactly glowing about the Victorian opposition's approach to mental health either. Professor Julian Raitt says it's avoiding the subject.
I think their priority has been on criminal justice, which is fine, but it's really distracting the discussion away from what it really is an acute issue and a very severe problem in Victoria. So I haven't heard from the opposition any proposal that would meaningfully address this either.
And that's Professor Julian Raitt from the Victorian branch of the Australian Medical Association, ending that report by Jess Davis.